Mark, I've been going through my cupboards and I've found some old photos from school. Do you want to look at them?
Yeah, of course.
Right, well, here they are. There are quite a lot. Look at this one. Do you remember her? Martina?
Oh, yes, Martina. I do. She was brilliant at maths and all those kinds of subjects, wasn't she?
Yeah, I wonder what happened to her. Probably became an economist or something.
Yeah, I reckon. Anyway, I bet she's really successful, whatever she's doing.
Oh, and here's one with you in it.
Yeah. But who's that with me? I don't recognize her.
That's Julia. Don't you remember her?
Oh, yeah, Julia, of course. She was really talented at sports, wasn't she?
Yeah, tennis especially, I think.
Well, I haven't seen her for years anyway.
No, I know that she lives in Madrid now.
Really?
Yeah, she's been living there a while. I don't know what she's doing there, though.
I didn't like her much, to be honest. She was always a bit too competitive.
Yeah, I know what you mean. She wasn't exactly my favourite person either. We both represented the school at athletics, but she was always so arrogant, like she thought she was better than us, and she was always going on about tennis.
I wouldn't say she was arrogant, to be honest, just too competitive for me.
Look at this one. It's me, you, and Mr. Edwards.
The best teacher ever.
I'm not sure about that.
Come on. I thought he was exceptional. He was the only one that made me really feel I had any ability. You know what I was like at school, but he really seemed to believe in me.
Well, I suppose what I liked was that he made us try out new things. But anyway, have a look at this one.
Oh, that's Sarah.
Yeah, didn't you fall out with her once at a party or something?
More than once, I think. We didn't get on. In fact, nobody at school got on with her.
Right, let's move on quickly then. Here, look, it's our whole class. After a French lesson, isn't it?
Yeah, look, there's the French teacher.
Mrs. Taylor.
Yeah. That classroom doesn't bring back too many happy memories, I have to say.
But you have a talent for languages. You speak French really well now, and Spanish.
Yeah, but the lessons at school weren't for me. I'd say that Mrs. Taylor was skilled at teaching grammar, but we never did any kind of speaking practice, did we? I can only actually speak French because I've been to France so often and spoken to real French people.
Ah, well, here's the last one. A school trip. But I don't know where we were.
No, nor do I. That just looks like a field in the middle of nowhere. I used to love the school trips, though.
Yeah, they were fun. And sometimes we even learned something.
Sometimes, yeah. But most of the time, it was just good to get out of school for a day.